Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello and Happy New Year. Welcome to 2012. This is the first show of the year, and we're going to be starting off with a topic that is absolutely perfect, and that is wellness. My guest, Pam Bartha, has put out a book called Become a Wellness Champion, and she is a strong believer, as I am, that you have to take a very proactive approach towards wellness and well-being. And she has a story that I think will inspire you. If you're dealing with some challenges yourself, you need to know that you have options to work with that maybe you hadn't even considered. Welcome to the show, Pam.
Hi, Donna. Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure. Now, I had the privilege of meeting you this past fall, and we were at a conference, and I was introduced to you by a fellow associate by the name of Patrick. And he told me you had written a book and that you had really gone through some very, very significant life experiences with illness. And today, you are very much out of that. Tell us what your experience was.
Okay. Well, at the age of 28, I thought I was a really healthy young mom. I had two small children. I was a little bit tired because when you have two children under the age of five, they keep you pretty busy. But one day I was healthy, and literally within a few days I was diagnosed with a very, very serious disease. And it was a real shock to me, and I was very confused and frustrated because I thought I was always a very healthy person. And I went to a university hospital where they, you know, did the proper diagnosis. And they told me at that time that there was absolutely nothing that I could do. Within a few years, I would be completely disabled. And I left there completely devastated because I thought, you know, I had this wonderful young husband and two small children, and I thought that my life was over. And within a very short time after that, my mother-in-law gave me a book on integrative health, and I knew nothing about integrative health. And that started a journey for me, and that really opened up a world of possibilities that I could possibly have a good quality life. And from that moment on, I decided to take responsibility for my health, and I searched the world for safe, effective solutions. And I've been able to be symptom-free for the last, it's been over 20 years. I've gone back to university, got a science degree, I've had another child, and I've been coaching people for the last 10 years in wellness. And I've found that it's really, really important to take responsibility for your health, and that wellness is not as much of a mystery as many of us thought it was.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And if you don't mind my saying, you were diagnosed with MS.
That's right. Yes.
And the book that your mother recommended was The Yeast Connection.
Yes, that's right.
So you really, almost from the beginning of this devastating diagnosis, were given little nudges, almost, as if to say, look, you're not stuck here. This is, you don't have to be here. You can explore some other options. And this is really significant. Now, you want to get into some points in your book, which I think is very good. You have certain sections right at the beginning. People that are labeled hypochondriacs, which, gee whiz, I can remember a grandmother who ended up outliving most of her kids.
Yeah.
And she was a hypochondriac like you wouldn't believe, and she didn't have access to a lot of the things, but she lived to be 92.
Yeah.
So people say, well, gee whiz, I guess that's the luck of the draw, but was it? Could she have had a better quality in her life with her health and enjoyed her life more than what she did because there were so many different things that affected her? And then you have the not-so-relieved diagnosed and then the disillusionally healthy. Now, I want you to state what those two words mean, disillusionally healthy.
Well, that was me over 20 years ago. I thought I was really healthy. I very, very rarely went to see a doctor. I was slim. I was active. I thought I was a healthy person. And many of us just believe we're healthy. We don't understand some basic principles that I share in the book that really help you to understand. A lot of times we get little symptoms, little warning signs, and we don't understand what they mean and we don't pay attention to them. And so we can literally go thinking that we're really healthy. But for me, it was like within 2 weeks, I went from healthy to having this incurable disease. So delusionally healthy, meaning that, you know, if you don't understand some basic, simple principles, you may think you're healthy, but you may be at the verge of some disease, which is really unfortunate, which can be avoided very often.
Now, right at the very beginning of the book, you bring out some really significant information. You talk about health care. Well, those of us in the United States, you're in Canada.
Yes.
Canada has some issues with health care, has for a long time. We have big issues here in the United States with it. And you have a report that you mentioned that was called Healthcare 2015, Win-Win or Lose-Lose. And the comment, this was done by IBM Global Services, and that many healthcare systems around the world are going to become unsustainable by the year 2015. And in Canada, the spending is astronomical. In the U.S., it is astronomical. And, of course, with most Western countries, people are living to be closer and closer to 100 years of age. So we have a lot of things that are coming about because of the senior citizen population. I was watching something earlier today, and it was a statement about cooking gluten-free, and how this person that made the statement said, I don't have a problem, but I have so many friends whose children in their families have a gluten intolerance. And I thought, there are so many things that are assaulting, and I use that term deliberately, assaulting the wellness of the younger generation. It's as if the strength of genetics is not holding up because of various components that have evolved through the years. And here we are in a real, real dilemma. And I liked your term, your two words that you used. We are more in the business of sickness care.
That's right.
That instead of wellness.
That's right. What I found with the healthcare system is that we're really, really good at some things. My son was born premature and they saved his life. Or if you're in a car accident, you know, we really have excellent acute care. But the area that we're really suffering in is in chronic disease. More of us today are sicker with chronic disease than ever before. And the costs are unsustainable, and our quality of life, it just doesn't work. It's almost like this whole sickness care has become, we now have hundreds of different conditions requiring hundreds of different pharmaceuticals and treatments, and it's become a very complicated, complex industry. And what I found when I've coached many people with many different health, chronic health issues, it boils down to some very, very simple basic principles that affect all of us and can help all of us to reverse the disease and improve our quality of life significantly. And so then we're able to reduce our dependence on the healthcare system and save the taxpayers a lot of dollars and have better quality of life for ourselves.
I agree. And I think so many times there is a real concern on the part of people to question what is, let's say, suggested to them. I encountered someone just this past holiday weekend, where, and it was a Korean lady, and she had been told by her doctor, she had retired, and so this is a mature lady, she had retired, and all of a sudden it seemed like blood pressure was sky high, she had sky high cholesterol, according to the doctor, and this went on and on. And she said, well, what should I do? And he said, well, I suggest you get out and start moving. So this lady, and she's a little petite thing, she decides she's going to start walking, and she starts changing some of her food patterns, but she's walking at least 5 miles every day. And she's not in a race. She's not even doing power walking. She's just walking. Within 1 month, her cholesterol was in the normal range, and her blood pressure was in the normal range. The doctor was astonished. He said, whatever you're doing, keep it up. Mm-hmm. The one thing he did, though, he said, I want to give you the cholesterol medication. She didn't need it, but he was going to give her cholesterol medication. Now, to me, and this woman was taking it. She's been taking it for years. Now, the side effects from the statins are just unbelievable.
Yes, I'm aware of that.
And so you have this. This is a mentality that I think this woman had brought things into balance by taking charge of her space and her life, and she still does that.
Yeah.
She's very much into natural components. Yet, a physician will say, take this drug anyway. And
that's
nobody
right.
questions that.
That's right. And what I learned was before I got sick, I always just felt that, you know, if I ever needed to go to the doctors, that they would just fix me, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what I found is that they're excellent in what they've been trained in, and they're trained in you know, putting together symptoms and coming up with a diagnosis and then knowing which pharmaceuticals or which medical procedures. And that is their expertise. But that doesn't mean that's all that we need for health. For me, it like the integrative approach is much better. We definitely need our doctors, and they do an excellent job at some things. But then in other areas, you know, as far as the nutrition, as far as, you know, taking care of the silent infections and dysbiosis, which we talk about in the book, they're not trained in those areas. And so we have to look outside to get a really well-rounded approach to health that really improves their quality of life.
I agree. Also, you talk about some real, real strong facts regarding autoimmune diseases. There are over 80 different autoimmune diseases.
Yeah.
And there are more than 23.5 million people in the United States alone that mm-hmm. are subject to this.
Yeah.
Lupus has tripled. Diabetes, my goodness, that just seems to be such an exploding business. I mean, you watch ads on television, and it seems like every 5 minutes you've got something talking about diabetes, how to evaluate, cookbooks, all this kind of stuff. So it has really become a huge, huge business. MS has doubled and tripled in many countries.
Mm-hmm.
Scleroderma, Crohn's disease, arthritis, Addison's disease, and it just goes on and on. So we have to ask ourselves why. Now, population has increased. That's true. So numbers will increase as we have mm-hmm. massive growth in population. But there are areas of the country that are so significantly high with certain things
mm-hmm.
that it just makes you want to say, why? What is it? Why are we not going past the symptoms to find out the causes? And this is something that you go into it. So let's talk about what you have in your book, The Four Pillars of Wellness. Tell us what they are.
Well, in my 10 years, my own personal 20 years of researching and working towards optimal wellness, and then in the last 10 years of coaching people with many different, and I'm just a coach, I'm not a healthcare professional, I've coached hundreds of people in wellness, and I found that wellness really boils down to four simple basic pillars. And if we focus on those, I haven't found anything else that really affects our health. The first one is to optimize nutrition. And I know that we live in the land of plenty, but many of us suffer with nutritional deficiencies because of what we eat, because of the way that our produce is farmed, and many of us have to live on green produce. And I go into all of that. So the nutritional content in a lot of our produce has declined significantly over the past 50 years. So we really want to optimize the nutrition. That's the first pillar, because that gives our body the fuel so that it can run optimally. The second pillar of wellness is to minimize silent infections. And silent infections is something that most people are not aware of, and it really affects our quality of life. For many of us, we've been on antibiotics in the past. For myself, when I was a child, and I was on tetracycline for acne, which is another antibiotic for acne. And so what's happened is that because we've overused antibiotics, the antibiotics are great at getting rid of infections that we have, but they also really compromise the good bacteria in our digestive tract, or it's called the normal flora or the good bacteria. I call them the good guys. And when you take out the good guys out of your digestive tract, the bad guys that are not affected by the antibiotics are left behind, and they love our high glycemic diet. We eat a lot of processed carbohydrates, a lot of sugars, which feed these bad guys. They continue to grow when they get out of balance, and then they move to different parts of the body, and that is a very big factor in chronic disease. Many people with a little bit of this imbalance, they'll notice symptoms of digestive problems, a little bit fatigue, picking up colds more often, getting allergies. And then as these infections grow and increase in our bodies to a higher population, then we step into chronic disease. And this is all research-based. It's nothing that I've just come up with. In fact, up to 70% of chronic arthritis right now, they're finding that it's caused by these silent infections in the body. So it's really important to get these silent infections down and to get balance back in the body. And this is something, it's a huge growing field in science, and you'll hear a lot more about probiotics. And down the road, I'd like to talk a little bit more about that. But the third pillar would be to minimize toxins in your environment. And, you know, to become more aware of, you know, pesticides and parabens in our cosmetics and different chemicals. But the biggest chemical factory is the one that's within us when we have these silent infections, because these infections produce a lot of toxins that make us feel lousy, and they actually cause disease. So we want to minimize the toxins in our environment. And the fourth pillar is just to build a healthy lifestyle. And we get a lot of information about, you know, as far as exercise, how important that is. And sunshine, getting a little bit of sunshine every day is really healthy to get, you know, the vitamin D, and getting enough sleep and drinking water. So we're more familiar with the fourth pillar, but I'm finding that the silent infections is one, and the dysbiosis, that pillar, the second pillar, is one that people really are very intrigued by, and it really makes a difference in their quality of life when they become aware of it and then start to work on that area.
I agree, and one of the things that's come out with heart disease is that it's not cholesterol, and this is scientific research. It is inflammation.
Yes.
And cholesterol is a natural part of the body's health system, and there's many different types of cholesterol in the system. And whenever there's a tear or weakness in the artery, that's where it goes. It goes there to repair. But there has been originally an inflammation. So what you're talking about with infection is something that they are finding on so many different levels. So little by little, things are changing. And one of the comments you made in your book, Becoming a Wellness Champion, is that in 2007, so this is a few years ago, but even so, the numbers were quite significant, that 70% of all doctors and 80% of all nurses here in the United States were using supplements themselves.
Yeah.
And we're recommending them to patients. And I have a number of friends that have gone through some very critical health issues. And this is at the University of Washington here in the state of Washington. And they do extensive nutritional evaluations on people. And with one of my friends, it was found that she was not absorbing B vitamins at all. Yeah. So they had to give her a particular formula that worked for her. Now, I remember, oh my goodness, friends of my mother who were getting injections of B vitamins years ago.
Yes.
And this is something I thought, my goodness, why is it that we are coming around full circle, I guess, in some respects, because there's pharmaceutical grades of nutritional supplementation that many times they're finding they're having to give to people because they are so deficient.
That's right. Well, what we're finding, the newest researchers and scientists are coming to believe that the inflammation that's in the body, that's present in disease, is caused by infection. And a lot of times, so for example, if you have inflammation in your digestive tract, you won't be absorbing the nutrients as well, so we become deficient because of these silent infections causing the inflammation. And fungus or yeast is a very big culprit in that area. And then also, These infections, they compete with us, so they rob us of nutrients. So they can, so between our diet, if we don't eat enough fruits and vegetables, it's lacking in nutrients, and then also these infections directly and indirectly can contribute to the deficiencies by stealing nutrients from us and also by causing inflammation so that we do not absorb the nutrients as well.
Mm-hmm. And that is so true. Now, let's talk about the yeast factor. Your mother
yes.
gave you that book. It changed your life.
Yes.
And in your research, you go into this because this involves the GI tract, naturally,
right.
and fungal infections. And I can think of someone I know right now that for years and years and years will break out on a certain part of their anatomy, and it basically is a fungal infection.
Right.
Through the years, they've had stuff that even comes up underneath their fingernails. But nothing has ever been done. There hasn't been a doctor that's made a comment on this, but it's coming out through their skin.
Right.
And this is something that when I learned about it, I thought, you know, this is something you ought to question.
Right.
Now, my view is they probably need to do a lot of change in the nutritional plan. I don't know that they will because they're an elderly individual at this time in their life. But I really think that it can make all the difference in the world. That fungal, that those microorganisms that are in the body do a lot of what you're saying. What would you say to something like that?
Well, yeast, especially candida, that is one form of yeast. It's called a commensal organism. It lives in us. But normally if you have a healthy digestive system, it's a very, very small percentage of the microbes in your gut. Like less than 10%. And when it's in a small population like that, it doesn't affect you, it doesn't make you sick. But many of us have been on antibiotics several times, especially in our past, like sometimes when we were children. And what'll happen is before, like when in a healthy gut, you have trillions of good bacteria that are solidly placed and a tiny bit of yeast. And if you take a lot of antibiotics, it strips away the good bacteria, and it does not kill the yeast, and the yeast is still there. So what the researchers are believing is that anyone who has been on, you know, several antibiotics, it can even be one course of antibiotics, will have fungal overgrowth. Women experience it vaginally, but it also takes place in the GI tract because yeast loves to grow there, right? And so as the yeast no longer has anything to hold it back, and as we eat the sugars, it really, really thrives. So fungal overgrowth is very, very epidemic, and it's not recognized. I believe that our medical doctors are not learning about this, and they don't understand it, because it's really hard to test for also, right? Because they can do a test for you. It should be in you in a very small amount, so they're getting a lot of false positive, false negative.
Mm-hmm.
But what we're finding is that when people have the symptoms of outward fungal overgrowth, it's usually stemming from a higher population in the gut. That's usually the base camp of where it starts, where the problem starts. And then over the years, it will migrate to different parts of our body. It'll, you know, settle. It loves to settle in the sinuses, and for women, vaginally and breast, and for men, prostate. And it's a very chronic, quiet, you don't get a high fever, but it's a very chronic, gradual decline in health with more symptoms. And it actually suppresses our immune system. And I've documented all of this with research in my book. It actually can produce enzymes that basically eat up our antibodies in our digestive tract. And so we're more susceptible to picking up secondary infections. So that, you know, some researchers believe that's why, you know, some children will be continually picking up, you know, ear infections or bladder infections.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it's so important to get the yeast or the fungus back under control, because then your immune system is not suppressed and it's not, you know, competing with you for nutrients, and it produces a lot of poisons, and I've outlined them in the book too. Alcohols, neurotoxins, a lot of acids. It produces chemicals that prostaglandins and leukotrienes, which leukotrienes are involved with asthma symptoms, prostaglandins with PMS symptoms, with cramping, with endometriosis. So yeast can directly produce all of this, and it can really make us feel lousy and really contribute to a decline in our health.
You talk about how through altering one's diet, you can starve the enemy. That's what you titled this one segment.
Yes.
And you say to do that, yeast and fungus love simple sugars. You avoid all processed carbohydrates,
yes,
anything white, white rice, white flour and pasta, all sugar, white potatoes, and starchy complex carbohydrates such as gluten grains and most fruit for a short period. And you also recommend dairy products for a short period. So this is really something that if someone wants to try this, they're not going to starve to death.
No,
they're
no.
just going to be able to do that. Now, sweet potatoes, are they still in, are they in that classification like the white potatoes?
Well, that's where you have, it really depends on the person's health. Like if somebody has a little bit of yeast or fungal overgrowth, they do not have to go as aggressively as somebody who has really severe chronic disease. If you go through the book and you read the symptoms and you've got a lot of chronic disease, you can, what you would want to do is, you know, some people will avoid all of the grains for a couple weeks. I wouldn't recommend that for children or like pregnant women or, you know, if you're very slim. But really, anybody with a compromised digestive, like whenever they have a compromised digestive system or if they really believe they have a lot of yeast overgrowth, it is a very healthy diet. If you eat a lot of vegetables, you can have just a small amount of fruit. You can have, you know, many of the raw nuts that, as long as you're not sensitive to them, you can eat healthy raw nuts. You can have lean, good quality meat. And you would eat just enough complex carbohydrates to maintain your energy, to maintain your weight, but not enough to feed the yeast. And it's important to understand that when you have a lot of yeast overgrowth in your body, the yeast will still benefit from normal blood sugar levels. Like our body will keep a certain blood sugar level so that our brain will, is able to operate, right? But it will still get a little bit from that. But you just will avoid the big fluctuations in blood sugar. Like when we eat, you know, a lot of carbohydrates or simple carbohydrates, our blood sugar shoots up and the infections love that. So the way that we, the way that I eat, the way that's described in the book is a very, it's not a diet, it's just a healthy way of eating. It is the healthiest way to eat, and you never have to worry about weight gain with it. It's awesome. You eat whenever you're hungry, and you eat really nutritious, real food. It's going back to real food, really, is what it is.
Now, you have in here a list, and I'll just go through it quickly. You call it the Dirty Dozen and the Clean 15, and the Dirty Dozen are called that, and I've heard this before, because they have the highest pesticide load. Celery, peaches, strawberries, apples, blueberries, nectarines, imported nectarines, sweet bell peppers, spinach, lettuce, kale, collard greens, potatoes, and grapes. The Clean 15, it has the lowest pesticide load. Onions, avocado, corn, pineapples, mangoes, sweet peas, asparagus, kiwi, cabbage, eggplant, cantaloupe, watermelon, grapefruits, mushrooms, sweet potatoes. It's so interesting, the information you have in the book, and I think we're starting a new year. It is, your book is just loaded with information regarding about the environment, toxins that we have, all kinds of various components that can be used with people, and I just think that it's really informative. You also have a good bibliography in the back of the book and references of all kinds that people can touch bases on. Pam, you have a website. I know we're just about out of time here. You have a website called SimpleStepsToWellness.com.
That's right.
Also, WellnessChampionBook.com.
That's right.
And both of these sites, they can go to. They can also just Google in your name, Pam Bartha, B like boy, A-R-T-H-A, and find you that, well, that way as well. With what you've been doing, what is your, what's your one most significant feeling of satisfaction that you've had in getting through MS with yourself, making your life changes so that you've gotten your life back? But what is, what has been the most, what do I want to say, moving aspect of your work and how it's affected other people?
Well, the message in this book, what I love about it is my greatest satisfaction is to empower everybody to take responsibility for their life and their health and to enjoy their life, because I was given a second chance to have an excellent quality of life, and I'm so passionate about helping other people. So many people are suffering, and this message needs to get out in a big way. It's very simple. We're going back to the basics, and it changes people's lives. And it doesn't just change a person's life. It changes their children's life. It changes their friends, their coworkers. It's really a grassroots effort of people caring and sharing information that is simple and that it's life-changing.
Well, there you've got it. Become a wellness champion yourself. That's the title of her book, and it's a great way to start off this brand new year. Take charge of your life. Be proactive, because you will make a difference in how you live, how you feel, and to be able to accomplish what you want to accomplish. Pam, it's been a delight having you as a guest. This is Donna Sebo. We are taking a break for just a moment. Why don't you become that wellness champion? Check out simplestepstowellness.com, wellnesschampionbook.com. We're going to be back in just a moment.
Have you ever had a friend tell you about a product they really believed in? Hi, this is Donna Sebo. Toprosin is a homeopathic cream that is just fabulous. I use it and my friends use it for relief of painful discomfort such as aching muscles and sore feet. Odorless, non-greasy, it is a product that belongs in everyone's medicine cabinet and first aid kit. Check out www.toprosin.com, that's T-O-P-R-I-C-I-N, and find out more information. You can order Toprosin online or call 800-959-1007, that's 800-959-1007. Be sure to give them the code DS30 and you'll receive a 30% discount. Toprosin, non-toxic, safe for children too. This is a product that really works. Try it. I think you'll like it.
Do you have a group, organization, or club that would like to have an interesting and dynamic speaker? Then you're going to want to have Donna speak to your group. She motivates audiences towards personal empowerment, giving them tools for their personal and professional success. If you would like Donna Sebo to bring a presentation to your next event, call Delphi International at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604.
Hi, this is Donna. Welcome back. Telephone lines are open, and if you'd like for me to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight, give me a buzz at 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. Well, this has just been an absolutely incredible time. Here we are, a brand new year. This is the first show of the new year, and we've got a great lineup of guests that are coming up. Tomorrow we're going to be talking about the allergy-free cook. Yes, the allergy-free cook bakes bread. Lori Sadowski is going to be my guest. I don't know about your house, but boy, we enjoy bread at the Sebo house. And so many times you want to perhaps have a dinner and maybe someone that you're inviting is allergic to wheat, they can't have it. I was listening to someone earlier today talking about how they had had a family, the power was out at their home, so a family comes over, they invited them over, said, come on over, you're out of power, come on over to our place, you can stay warm. And what happened is that the lady of the house was going to serve the family a breakfast. And they had a little boy who was about 9 years old, and she said, what would you like for breakfast? I'm going to have scrambled eggs, I'm going to have some juice, I'm going to have this, and she said, muffins. And he said, oh, I can't have any muffins, I'm allergic to wheat. So as it turned out, she had some items in her cupboard to make muffins that were gluten-free. And so this is something that we're going to be talking about tomorrow. And this lady was saying how wonderful it is that in today's world, we are able to do that for people that are in our lives. So for so many, that is a challenge. Well, we're going to find out what we can do about that tomorrow. And then on Wednesday, we're going to be talking with Pamela Oakes. This lady put out a book that I just thought was terrific. It's called Car Care for the Clueless. She gives information about how to keep your vehicle in top-notch running order and what to look for so that you're not going to be taken to the bank, so to speak, where you have to pay a huge bill for repairs. She really has done a wonderful job with this, and that's her business. Now, on Thursday, we're going to have a best of Donna. Friday, we're going to be talking with Greg Dobbs, Life in the Wrong Lane. Now, this is a book that the title is sort of misleading, but this is a guy who's a journalist. He has been in I don't know how many countries around the world. He is, and like so many in that environment, is an adrenaline junkie. They go places where they know their lives might be in danger, but they're there to get whatever they can. And he talks about how this is done, how it is accomplished. So it'll give you a whole different view on what goes on behind the scenes when we're seeing stuff projected and programmed for our viewing pleasure, if you will, from different parts of the world. What's really going on behind the scenes? So this is Donna Sebo. That's our lineup for this week. 888-627-6008 is our telephone number. If you would like to call in and chat with us, you're going to be able to do that. So again, all I need from you is your first name or your initial. Of course, after that, you're welcome to ask me about anything you like. The newsletter has gone out. It will be up on my website. My webmaster had the holiday weekend off, so she is going to be putting stuff up for me, and that should be up by tomorrow. And I'll have a listing of all of my activities, everything that's going on this month of January. So you'll be able to view it very shortly. And let's see. I wanted to pass along a tradition that the people in Mexico have regarding the new year, and I really like it. I think it's a wonderful, wonderful thing to do. And you don't need to just do it for New Year's. You could do this with anything that might be going on in your life that is not of such a positive position or direction, or you're wanting to get rid of the past. Now, they make a list of all the things they don't want in their lives anymore. Now, that might take some thinking on your part. What is it in your life that you're dissatisfied with? What is it that you really want to be gotten rid of, period? Well, traditionally in Mexico, what they do is they make this list, and then on New Year's Eve, they burn it because they want to start the new year without anything standing in their way. Well, you could do this at any time. And they found that when they studied this, when people write down what has been holding them back, then when they destroy the list, well, you could rip it up into pieces, but you could have what's often called in different groups a burning bowl ceremony. And you can do it outside. If you're going to do something in an enclosed environment, make sure you have it set up in an area that has sand or a lot of dirt or something that you can put it in so you don't have a concern about a possible fire. But I've been in different churches at different places where they do this kind of ceremony, and it's a burning bowl ceremony, and you dump everything in the bowl so that you have, again, a fresh new start, and it's burned up. And psychologists say that it's therapeutic. They often prescribe this ritual to their patients as a way of clearly stating that they're no longer going to put up with the old patternings in their life. So that, I think, is something that is just absolutely wonderful to consider. And you know what? I can remember at a time in my life when I did that without knowing about the burning bowl or anything of this nature. And it was a number of years ago, and it was amazing the relief I felt when I burned what I no longer wanted to have in my life. It was amazing. It just was as if a big load was taken off of my mental, emotional, spiritual shoulders. So just something to pass along because I think it's a tradition worth honoring. Donna Sebo here. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. 888-627-6008. Now, on the 21st of this month, there's a very special event that's going to be going on at the Ascension in the Light Foundation in Seattle. Now, their location is 1222 South Weller Street, and they are going to be having an event which they've invited me to participate in, $20 admission, and there are going to be four of us that are going to be doing readings for people there, and I think it's going to be quite an evening. It'll be starting at about 6 o'clock, and that's on the 21st of January. So if you are in the Seattle area, you will be able to participate in this, and it's a great way to start off the new year. Also on the 8th, 27th, 28th, we are going to be presenting a class. I'll have more details on that. There's information in my newsletter that's coming up. It's just going to be absolutely wonderful. And we are going to be presenting not just additional information and education about feng shui, but also anyone that comes into the class is going to be able to prove to themselves the capacity they have for their own psychic ability. So if you would like to have more information on that, give me a call at my office, which is 253-582-5604. Donna Sebo here. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat, 888-627-6008. Well, if you're interested in saving money, who isn't? Well, here are some concepts for saving that I came across that you might be interested in. If you're wanting to upgrade to a new television during the first half of January, prices drop because they want to lure customers into the stores. However, be aware, if you're wanting to make the purchase, do it in the first 2 weeks of January, because in the second half of January, the prices get higher. Why? Super Bowl. That's right. Football fans, well, just be aware, make the purchase in the earlier part of the month rather than in the latter part of the month, because you will save big dollars. Also, this is relative to anything that has to do with renovation in your home. Carpeting and flooring. Now, this is one of the most expensive things that you can ever have done in a home when you're doing remodeling. It will cost thousands and thousands of dollars. Well, if you buy it in January, typically this is a very slow period for flooring materials. And there are some fabulous buys out there. I know here in the Pacific Northwest, they're flashing big, big ads. Liquidation centers, all kinds of businesses wanting to get rid of their inventory because it's right after the first of the new year. Now, the first price drop apparently happens just before Christmas, and then the second is in February when they start getting their tax refund. But that's, you know, good time for making money for them. But January sales, like I said, they're very, very slow. So they offer deep, deep discounts so they can have their inventory moving. So keep that in mind. And if you're not able to do it this year, plan for next year. Why not? And then when it comes to cameras, appliances, and electronics, this is the month. They're showing off the new year models of your digital cameras, your gaming systems, navigation systems, and much, much more, because they're going to be coming out in February. So the stores put them on sale. They want them sold as quickly as possible, and many of your big box stores will have super duper sales. So it just, you know, it just pays to pay attention on ways that you can save money. Also, there's other things that you can do. If you are finding that you're getting charges on your wireless carrier because you didn't realize you were going over your text, voice, data, or international roaming limits, well, by October 17th, 2012, all cell phone companies will have to send free alerts to customers right before you reach any of these limits. And that way, you'll be aware that you're getting close to going over your limit, and you'll be able to solve that problem fairly easily. Also, airplane tickets. Well, airlines are going to be required to prominently display all of their fees on their websites, including those for baggage, meals, canceling or changing reservations, or advanced or upgraded seating. Now, you can save yourself from being misled by a lot of phony low prices when, after they tag on all of these little incidentals, you're going to find that it wasn't such a good savings as well. Also, health insurance, apparently, and we haven't had any changes coming in about this, new government rules are going to force insurers to use plain English so there's no confusion about coverage, premiums, deductibles, and copays. Well, we all know that that is always in flux. So there are things that are going to be changing, but I think making it easier to read is very, very good. Now, by golly, there's all kinds. Do you know there were 40,000 new laws passed in 2012? No, excuse me. They're going into effect as of this month. 40,000 new laws. I wonder if they ever considered dumping some of the old ones. You know, like some of the blue laws, any of those? I guess they don't like to do that. Oh, well, this is Donna Sebo. If you want to give me a buzz and chat for a while, I'd be delighted to light up your life with a little bit of insight. 888-627-6008. We're going to be back in just a moment.
Have you ever had a friend tell you about a product they really believed in? Hi, this is Donna Sebo. Toprosin is a homeopathic cream that is just fabulous. I use it and my friends use it for relief of painful discomfort such as aching muscles and sore feet. Odorless, non-greasy, it is a product that belongs in everyone's medicine cabinet and first aid kit. Check out www.toprosin.com, that's T-O-P-R-I-C-I-N, and find out more information. You can order Toprosin online or call 800-959-1007. That's 800-959-1007. Be sure to give them the code DS30 and you'll receive a 30% discount. Toprosin, non-toxic, safe for children too. This is a product that really works. Try it. I think you'll like it.
Donna Sebo publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphiinternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.delphiinternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is donna@delphiinternational.com, and her website is www.delphiinternational.com.
Hi, this is Donna. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. 888-627-6008. You know, I've got leftovers from the holidays. What about you? Do you ever want to have something that you can use leftovers in? Different types of meats. Maybe it's chicken, maybe it's beef, maybe it's pork, whatever. I came across a recipe called the King Ranch Casserole, and I thought, wow, you could really work with this, and it would be so good. Here in the Pacific Northwest, we've had such balmy weather. It has been absolutely glorious. Well, the storm fronts are starting to move in, which is not unusual. We've been blessed with very good weather. I don't know about any of you, but I watched the Rose Parade in California this morning, and I'm from California originally, and to find out that their temperatures were 77 degrees before the parade even started, that was mind-boggling to me. I just said, 77? That is really rare. New Year's Day, usually it's brisk and cold, and those pretty beautiful girls that are on the floats are freezing to death typically. They often would have little portable heaters that they could have on the floats to try to keep them warm until it did warm up somewhat. Now, this time of the year, it's very temperate down there. It's absolutely beautiful. But 77 at 8 o'clock this morning. It was glorious. Absolutely beautiful. And I look out the window and I see all of this gray. But that's Seattle gray because that brings our liquid gold that keeps us green. So I really, really enjoy it. But when you have this kind of weather, and I know those of you who are listening, maybe you're in the Midwest, back on the East Coast where the temps are really cold, well, by golly, I think you're going to agree with me. You're going to say, yes, the casseroles, spicy things. You really want food that's heartier because of the temps. So let me give you this recipe. It's absolutely easy, and you can adapt it in any way that you want. And if you don't want it so spicy, then use milder forms of jalapeno peppers. But this is how it goes. 2 tablespoons of olive oil, 2 cups of chopped red, green, and yellow peppers. And if you can't get the yellow or the red, then just use all green, whatever works for you. But you want 2 cups of those fresh green peppers or fresh peppers. You need a cup of chopped onion, 2 tablespoons of chopped jalapeno peppers. Now, you can get them mild. If you want to get them really mild, if you want to cut them up fresh, then make sure you wear rubber gloves or sometimes I just wear my regular rubber gloves that I clean the dishes with when I'm doing something like that. But you want to be sure that you don't touch your fingers to your eyes, or you can just get the canned jalapenos, whatever you want. You're going to need 2 tablespoons. And then you're going to need 2 cloves of garlic minced, a teaspoon each of ground cumin, garlic powder, and chili powder. A teaspoon each of cumin, garlic, and chili powder. You're going to need 1 can of evaporated milk. If you had half and half left over in your refrigerator, this is a half and half, whatever works. A can of diced tomatoes with green chilies. Can. That's about 10 ounces, I think. And then 1 can of beef broth, and that's about 10 and a half ounces. Then you need 5 cups of shredded meat. Now, if you love beef, any kind of beef will do. If you had something like beef brisket, wonderful in this. Chicken, you could use it. I don't know that it would be so good with fish. I don't think so. I think fish is too light for this. But you could use chicken, you could use pork, you could use beef. But make sure it's shredded. And then you're going to need 12 6-inch corn tortillas. And you cut those into quarters and about 3 cups of shredded sharp cheddar cheese. Now, this particular recipe is for about 8 people. So if you wanted to half it, then you'd have it for 4, whatever works. So what you're going to do is preheat your oven to 350 degrees. You're going to need a 13-by-9 glass baking dish, and you want to spray it, of course, with your cooking spray. And then in a large skillet, you're going to heat your oil over medium heat. You add your peppers, and that's the red, green, and yellow pepper mixture, your onion, your jalapenos, your garlic, and you saute it until the peppers start getting soft, about 5 minutes or so. Then you're going to take your cumin, your garlic powder, chili powder, mix it into the pepper concoction, stir in your evaporated milk, your tomatoes, the chilies, the broth, and then you want to bring this mixture to a boil. You reduce the heat. Once it comes to a boil, you reduce your heat, and you simmer it until it's slightly thickened. And that'll take, dependent on how it's going, about 5 to 7 minutes. Then you take that mixture, take it off the heat, stir in the beef, and half of your tortillas, you go and layer them in the dish, your 13-by-9-inch dish. And then you take some of the cheese and half of the beef mixture, and you repeat your layers, ending with your cheese, cover it with foil. You're going to bake it at 350 for a half an hour. Then you uncover it, and then you bake it until your cheese is melted and maybe just a nice golden brown. That's going to take 5 minutes. If the cheese doesn't get that golden look to it, turn on your broiler, and in less than a minute, you'll have it so that it's nice and brown. But you want it so it's nice and bubbly. It makes for a fabulous dish, and if you want to take it to a potluck or anything else, it travels beautifully. Absolutely beautifully. So it's a great way to use leftovers and to make things taste good. I love spice. I don't know about you, but I like spicy, flavorful food. It's just absolutely delicious. And again, you can adapt that recipe in any way that you want so that it suits the tastes of you and or your family. Now, I know that we've got just a couple of minutes left. I wanted to let you know that if you have the urge to go about and get rid of some of your clutter, here are some ways that you can process some of your clutter so that it's going to help someone else. Not only give you a tax deduction, but they will actually use it. Now, there is an organization we called recycleforcharity.com. That's recycle, the number 4, charity.com. They will sell back your old toner cartridges to the manufacturer to be refurbished, and then they donate 20% of the proceeds to worthy causes like Helen Keller International. If you have an old computer, printer, or monitor, you call or get in touch with Christina.org, that's C-R-I-S-T-I-N-A.org. They'll match you with a charity that uses a computer to train a disabled person or an at-risk team. About 80% of the time, they pick up your computer for you and sometimes accept non-working items, and that's National Christina Foundation Executive Director Bud Reiser. And unused medications, boy, that's a big one. You don't want to dump them down the toilet. You can assist someone. You may not need them anymore, but your old medications can make a world of difference to folks that are in poor countries without access to medicine. Now, here are 2 charities you can contact. The InternationalMedicalRelief.org, InternationalMedicalRelief.org, and the WorldMedicalRelief.org, WorldMedicalRelief.org. Whatever you do, do not put your medicines down the toilet. It goes into the water system. They have no way to filter it out. It's really having a detrimental effect on us physically, believe it or not. They're proving that over and over again. So that's two wonderful options to get rid of medicine. This is Donna Sebo. I'm so glad to be able to welcome the new year in with you. Thank you for being with me. And remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. This is Donna Sebo. Tomorrow, we're going to be talking good baking. Hope to see you back here. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.